Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. I am reminded today, for some reason, the Lord brought this particular issue to my mind right now. I'm in the studio with Ethan, and we've been recording several meditations as we try to work our way through the holidays. But this particular issue struck my heart just a moment ago, and that was, how do we handle anger biblically? To manage our anger biblically, we have to recognize our mismanagement of ungodly anger as sin. A confession like that should be to God and specific to those who've been hurt by our anger, not excusing it nor shifting blame to the victim. To handle anger correctly because someone has hurt us, we need to see the Lord amid such situations. Well, I want to remind you, friend, that in Proverbs chapter 28 and in verse 13, we get a direction on how we are to handle that. Listen to this. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper, but the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Friend, when our anger isn't righteous and it is unholy, I'll promise you that when we conceal it, the Bible makes a promise that we'll never prosper. But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. Today, let's come to the Lord and ask Him to give us wisdom as to how to deal with anger. Father, today, we praise You and thank You. In preparation for our time of meditation, God, would You bring before our eyes and our mind right now, folks that we need to forgive or ask forgiveness from. Lord, there are folks who have been angry at us that we need to forgive, and there have been folks we've been angry toward, and Lord, we need to seek forgiveness. Give us wisdom and direction that we might do that, knowing that if we conceal that sin, we don't prosper. But when we confess and renounce it, we find Your mercy. So Lord, today, bring before our mind right now who it is that You would have us to forgive and who it is that we need to seek forgiveness from. I'm going to mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple of moments as you be still and know that He is God speaking into your life. Well, I know that wasn't a warm and fuzzy time to gather for weekday meditation. But let me read that text one more time out of the New International Version. Whoever conceals their sins does not prosper. Friend, that's pretty plain, isn't it? But the one who confesses and renounces them finds mercy. My friend, we all are in desperate need of mercy. I pray today you would receive that great mercy in your life. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.